Jake Kelly teaches art at the Signal Mountain Midland High School. He's a classically trained painter. He has a degree from UTC, but the work he does now is far from the classical portraiture he studied here at the university.
It's interesting the way you work. I'm getting the impression it's almost like a process of discovery for you.
Yeah, and it's a improvisation for sure, because I just, you know, throw something down and then react to it, and then, you know, don't stop reacting until it's finished. And, you know, it's finished when it's finished.
And how do you know when it's finished? So some say that it's never finished, rather, that you just could sort of let it go.
Yeah, it's, I guess, when it just kind of looks natural, you know, and not awkward in any sort of forced way. So, right. Yeah, if something looks forced, then it has to go.
The painting we were looking at looks like a view through a window into the ocean filled with wriggling, multicolored jellyfish. It's bright, colorful, and dynamic.
This is great. It looks like something the Grateful Dead would have conceived, you know?
Right, that's what everybody says when they see this one. It's all printer ink and house paint. And then this one's just completely, you know, chaos, no control whatsoever. Until I come back in with all the black line work, and that's where I kind of
gave it shape.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the one that first catches the eye. This is the most striking one, but I really like this piece too.
The second painting we looked at couldn't have been more different. It resembles a stained glass window. It even has a high gloss, almost glassy finish on it, with thick black lines dividing the canvas into a half dozen or more panels of different sizes and shapes.
I kind of feel like these are more mature, whatever that means, as far as like my style has started to congeal a little bit. So I'm kind of pulling elements from all my old work and
evolving. This is quieter. It's more reflective.
Yeah, yeah.
And I suspect probably took more time.
Yes, it did. They're starting to take kind of months now, which is not good for some things, but...
what do you mean, in practical terms?
Yeah, I can't crank them out like I used to.
But this is your young man's work.
Right. There's a lot of drying time, so a lot of just kind of watching paint dry, which is not exciting at all, but it's meditative. It's a quiet practice.
Yeah. How long have you been working like that?
Like this, probably 3 months, 4 months. It's enough to make three paintings like this.
Yeah.
So it's a relatively new thing. I don't know. What happened was I got invited to do a thing called Telephone. It's a publication out of New York, I think. And so they sent me, it's like the game Telephone, where someone tells a story and then it changes as it gets passed around.
Right.
And so they sent me a picture of someone's art, and it turned out to be a kind of a diorama with like nature, natural objects in it, and so I had to reinterpret that into my own thing, and this is kind of what came out, just kind of like the nature themes, and then the line work was the frame of the diorama, and it just kind of, I was really pleased with it, so I kept going.
It's almost three-dimensional, you know.
It's always a good thing, I think, to keep, or, you know, perception is what we're dealing with here, so you make it a little bit complex and you've got yourself a painting, hopefully.
Like Jake Keller's, many of Mickey Bonney's paintings are a process of discovery for her. She's one of the painters in the Macaulay Avenue project. Her portrait of the Greek goddess Nyx covers an entire wall on Macaulay Avenue. The original is part of the upcoming exhibition at the Reflections Gallery.
I was very much inspired by some of my favorite surrealists. I am, my background is in surrealism, although I'm a classical portraitist by schooling. I got away from that really quick because it didn't satisfy what was going on in here. So surrealism was 20th century avant-garde movement. And then in the 21st century, now they call it magical realism. And that's also in literature. It's not just in painting. I feel that, well, Einstein said it best. He said, without time, everything would happen at once. So I live in that world sometimes where my past, my present, my future is all here. So I've got a lot of images to choose from. And if I feel that a non-image works as well, I like to stick it all in some form of reality to ground myself, and then I could fly. So, you know, this was a period where I was, this is called learning to sail my own ship. And that one was flying lessons. So it was taking on a life of its own, working in different kinds of colors. My colors are brighter. I was in a different period where I was growing. So I don't want to get heavy and intellectual about it, but it was a time in my life when everything was nice. That was when there was a lot of growth in my work.
Well, you know, I was just talking to Jake about his stuff. And he starts out not knowing what it's going to be, puts the paint down there and kind of discovers it. He calls it improvisation. It's almost like he happens on it, you know?
Yeah.
But the same is true for you too, right? It's an unconscious process that becomes, when you put it on the canvas, it becomes conscious. So exactly. You see what you were thinking.
Exactly. That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, for you to bring that up, this was going to be a scene and a landscape. And then suddenly she appeared. Next year is going to be my year of abstraction. For me, it's the most difficult of all art forms because I need to ground myself in the reality, whatever that means to anyone. But to see these pieces that have no beginning or end or shape or form, I think that's the biggest, for me, the biggest challenge. And next year, I'm closing my door to anything that smacks of recognizable and wander into this new space and see what comes up for me.
Your training was very specific, right?
Well, in the Italian school, everything is like you have to do your gray background and you work from darks and lights. I don't even want to talk about that, to tell you the truth, because I've untrained myself. I look at people locally who are fantastic realist painters. I don't want to drop a lot of names, but our friends that live here, and I love their work. And I don't choose. That's right. If I did a portrait of you, I'm reproducing you in a two-dimensional way, through my eyes. But maybe I don't want to reproduce you. Maybe I want to reproduce your essence and your personality. That doesn't come out looking like that. So it's different.
When did you start thinking like that?
Early on. I had to unlearn so many things. I was so afraid to go outside the lines and jump outside the box and all those silly things. And once I did, nothing happened. You know.
That thunderclap.
So I've been experimenting ever since, especially with magical realism. I just find that so amazing.
Yeah, what draws you to that?
Well, I'm a photographer too. So what I did was combine a series of my paintings with my photographs. So I would take out, for instance, that Learning to Fly, Flying Lesson painting, and I took a part of her out and juxtaposed her on a scene that I shot from an airplane. So now I have magical realism in a new sense, so I can steal my own paintings and put them on my photographs. I like doing that. I don't think anybody else liked it, but I did. I did. It was just a wonderful experiment in putting together things that are real and things that aren't. So when somebody came and looked at one of these pieces, I don't know if they were looking at the real part of it or the painted part of it. I just don't know how they looked at it, but it was there and they looked.
So what's your point?
My point is that I don't care.
No, not about that. I mean, what's your point in producing work like that? What is it that you want to do that you couldn't do before?
Integration. Uh-huh. Integration with all my senses, with all the ways I see. If I juxtapose this on this on this, I get something that I was only able to see with my inner vision. I'm not painting for you, I'm painting for me. Mm-hmm. So everything is an experiment. If I don't sell my work, so be it. You know, every once in a while I have to have a sale to get rid of my work because I have no room. But that's what I do. I'm a scientist. I'm an art scientist. I just made that up.
I know, it's pretty cool. What does it mean?
It means that I'm inventing art through that does something in a way that I've never seen done before.
The opening reception for the exhibition, titled Abstract and Contemporary, featuring paintings by 30 local artists, is in the Reflections Gallery, 6922 Lee Highway, on Thursday, June 12th, from 4 until 7. Details are on the website, reflectionsgallerytn.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.